We're introducing Gemara Makos. Makos is arranged in the Shas after Sanhedrin. In Sanhedrin we have the laws of who gets punished and what they get punished and how the court administers its punishment. And we have a rule that there's a concept of Eidim Zomim. If witnesses plot to hurt someone, they testify falsely, and then after the court rules based on their testimony, but before the court implements that ruling, another pair of witnesses walk into the court and say, how could you guys testify? You were with us at the time you claim you saw that testimony. So then, in that scenario specifically, the witnesses get what they plotted to give the other guy. If it's a death penalty, a death penalty. If it's a tax, tax. If it's a beating, it's a beating. So the witnesses always get what they were planning on giving the other guy, except for what our mission is going to discuss. There are situations where we can't administer what they meant to administer to the other guy. And in such scenarios, the Mishnah says, we give him a beating, we give him makos. And from here, we'll move forward till finally we get to all the details of when Beis Din gives lashes and how they give lashes. But it'll take us some time to get there. The tractate will discuss a little bit of Eidim Zomimim. The tractate will discuss about a person who kills by mistake and how he goes into exile. And then the tractate will actually discuss how you give lashes and who gets lashes and for what you give lashes. But really, those are the prime subjects of our tractate. So the first subject is Eidim Zomimim. The idea of witnesses becoming Eidim Zomimim. And then part of what we're going to discuss is, how do you decide who is part of the testimony, who isn't? When do three people join to form one testimony? One of the things we're going to discuss is the idea of a hasra, that you have to give warning before a person does a sin in order for him to get lashes. Do the witnesses have to hear the warning? Don't they have to hear the warning? Does one of them have to be one of those who gives the warning? Do the witnesses have to see one another? So all of this is yet to be seen. Be'ezrat Hashem, coming attractions.